Doctors say the coroner's findings into the death of Dunedin toddler Hinehana Mosii demonstrate the need for change. A coroner says the two-year-old was let down by a system which allowed for her to only be assessed by an inexperienced junior doctor under inadequate supervision, despite the concerns of her parents. Our Otago Southland reporter Timothy Brown has more.
Hinehana Mosii was taken to Dunedin Hospital's emergency department about 9 o'clock at night on September 28, 2013. It was the second time the two-year-old had been in the hospital in the past 2 days. Despite the concerns of a nurse who first assessed her as Category 2, meaning she needed to be seen within 10 minutes, and her arrival flagged with the paediatric registrar, she was sent home in an hour without a senior doctor looking at her. She died only 15 hours later due to sepsis brought on by undiagnosed acute myeloid leukemia. The junior doctor who assessed the toddler had completed his 2 rotations in specialist paediatric departments during medical school, but otherwise had no expertise in treating children and was inexperienced. Professor Dawn Elder, head of paediatrics and child health at the University of Otago Wellington, says paediatrics is not given the focus it should among medical students.
As a paediatrician, I'm concerned that there should be more training in paediatrics in medical school, because children and young people do represent about a quarter of our population. So I think the teaching about children and young people and their health needs is underrepresented in the medical curriculum currently.
Coroner Bridget Winley found the opportunity to give Hinehana potentially life-saving treatment was missed as a result of the inexperience of the junior doctor and the poor oversight of his superior. Professor Elder says the majority of education in medicine focuses on treating adults, but children, who have a wide age range, require specialised knowledge. Concerningly, she says the trend is moving away from paediatric teaching time.
The changes that are happening currently and forecast in the next few years are actually to decrease the paediatric teaching that my department will be doing. We currently have 10 weeks in the 5th year of the course and 4 weeks in 6th year. And the plan in over the next few years is to decrease that to 4 weeks in 5th year and 6 weeks in 6th year. And I'm certainly concerned that that will not be enough time to teach basic clinical skills.
Dr. Debbie Ryan, who is the principal of Pacific Perspectives, a policy and research consultancy specialising in Pacific health, says problems with accessing health services are rife at all levels.
My work focuses on Pacific, and this shows that, for example, Pacific children have the highest rates of hospitalisation of all ethnic groups in New Zealand, and there are some reports that show that Pacific children present to hospital with more advanced or severe disease.
A serious adverse event report following Hinehana's death delved into the cultural aspects of parents' respect for medical authority. The report says it isn't normally a problem, but in this case it meant they were reluctant to present to hospital again, trusting the judgment and advice of doctors. The report says clinical staff need to be alert to the heightened respect. Coroner Winley laid out a tranche of recommendations to the Southern DHB, but went further and said Hinehana's death gave reason for all DHBs to reflect on the care of paediatric patients. She called on the Director General of Health to require each DHB to have robust ED processes in place to ensure senior doctors review paediatric patients when needed. During the inquest, the Southern DHB's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Nigel Miller, told the coroner he was close to certain a child in Hinehana's condition would not be discharged now. But for her mother, Tracy Elvins, that doesn't go far enough.
Almost certain isn't good enough. A child in the same position needs to be kept overnight and seen by a senior medical professional. Not through a window at a glance. Yes, she's happy. You don't know the child. The parents know the child, and just listen to the parents.
Tracy Alvin says the coroner's recommendations give her confidence there will be changes, and her daughter's death may be a catalyst for saving others' lives. In Dunedin, for Checkpoint, Timothy Brown.